This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. After weeks of setbacks, a pared-down emergency aid bill for Ukraine and Israel is making some headway in the Senate. NPR's Amy Held reports after a late-night vote advanced the bill, lawmakers are working this weekend to get it over the finish line.
The bill provides $60 billion for Ukraine. Israel would get $14 billion. There's also humanitarian aid for Palestinians in Gaza and funding for allies to counter China. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he's willing to make changes to get it through and vowed to stay in session until that happens. Republicans have long said they would only approve the aid abroad if it's paired with U.S. border security measures. But earlier this week, they rejected a bipartisan bill that did just that. Now, a procedural vote is expected Sunday on the stripped-down bill. If approved, it would move on to the House, where GOP resistance to funding Ukraine is growing, 2 years into its fight against the Russian invasion. Amy Held, NPR News.
At least seven people have been killed in Ukraine's second-largest city after drone attacks by Russia. NPR's Polina Litvinova reports from eastern Ukraine.
Russian troops attacked the city of Kharkiv in northeastern Ukraine with Shahed drones on Friday night. One drone hit a gas station, sparking a fire that damaged 14 houses. The head of Kharkiv Regional Military Administration, Oleksiy Nyugubov, said the attack killed several people, including a family with three children. The youngest child was 7 months old. Kharkiv is about 20 miles from the Russian border. Russian forces target it nearly every week. Sometimes it takes only 30-40 seconds for a Russian missile to strike the city. Polina Litvinova, NPR News. Kramatorsk.
Israel is making plans to push into the southern Gaza city of Rafah. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has asked the military to come up with evacuation plans for civilians, saying Rafah is Hamas's last remaining stronghold. The area is packed with Palestinians who have fled the fighting. Audio recordings of desperate calls for help sparked a campaign to find a six-year-old girl who went missing about 2 weeks ago while under fire in Gaza City. The BBC's Lucy Williams reports a girl has now been found dead.
Today, her grandfather said she'd been found dead in the neighborhood where she and her family came under fire 12 days ago. The Palestinian Red Crescent said the bodies of two paramedics sent to rescue Hend were also found meters away. The ambulance they were traveling in had been bombed, they said, accusing Israel of deliberately targeting the vehicle, despite the crew obtaining permission from the army to enter the area. We've asked the Israeli army for a response.
The BBC's Lucy Williamson reporting from Jerusalem, and you're listening to NPR News. Police in Tennessee are engaged in a manhunt. They're looking for a man suspected of fatally shooting a sheriff's deputy in Blount County and injuring another during a traffic stop Thursday evening. Authorities have identified the suspect as 42-year-old Kenneth DeHart. His brother was arrested yesterday and charged with being an accessory after the fact. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau had harsh words for the country's largest private communications company. Dan Karpachuk reports on Bell Media's announcement that it's cutting 4,800 jobs and selling nearly half of its radio stations.
Bell Media also announced it was ending multiple television newscasts at 45 of its 103 regional radio stations and making programming cuts. It said ad revenues declined by $140 million in 2023. Compared with the year before. Trudeau didn't hold back during a scrum when reporters asked for his reaction.
I'm furious. This is a garbage decision by a corporation that should know better.
Trudeau said small radio stations and community newspapers are increasingly bought up by large corporations that then lay off journalists and change the quality of the product. He said Bell Media's move is eroding Canada's democracy. He added that corporate Canada has abdicated responsibilities to the communities that made them good profits. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
There are no reported injuries or major damage from separate earthquakes that shook Los Angeles and the Big Island of Hawaii. The quake in Hawaii had a magnitude of 5.7. It knocked items off shelves in towns near the Mauna Loa volcano. In L.A., local media reporting dozens of aftershocks after yesterday afternoon's quake that shook the greater Los Angeles area. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Don't get caught without emergency medical coverage on an international trip. Learn how Allianz Travel Insurance can protect your trip from the unexpected at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.